What happens inside the tumor is not at all clear, because that relates to the question of EGFR. There were several EGFR inhibitors that have been looked at in ovarian cancer, and in fact, a very large percentage of ovarian cancers overexpressed EGFR. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the percentage might be even 70% or higher. And again, the
what
study...
What specifically has been studied?
I believe Iressa has been studied, Tarceva has been studied.
Cetuximab?
That has been studied, yes, with carboplatin, and matuzumab has also been studied. And in all those cases, either there was no evidence of response or very low evidence of response, or whatever parameters they used, which might have been, say, for example, time to disease progression compared to historical control. None of these are randomized trials. But disappointing levels of activity. And I would emphasize, again, to emphasize the complexity, it turned out in one of the studies, the ERISA study performed by the GOG, it was a beautiful study, in that they actually tried to look not only at response and time to progression, but also look at molecular abnormalities. They did actually have one responder. One responder had that, but it was one patient out of a study of a large number of patients. You can say that is a very low response rate in an uncommon disease, and you ask, does that make sense?